This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Shelly's here with current events.
Mm-hmm. Ta-da! And it includes who is thinking of building an actual Jurassic Park and another data leak. No, wait. Scrape. Another data scrape is what we call it now. Okay. I'll tell you about it. It's all brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. Holding a phone while you're driving is now against the law in Virginia. If one of these idiots hits you, call Huffman and Huffman at 422-HELP before you call anyone else. So we start this morning. Take it, Ted Nugent.
You know, I guess I would ask you, because I'm addicted to truth, logic, and common sense, and my common sense meter would demand the answer to, why weren't we shut down for COVID 1 through 18? There was a COVID 1 and there was a COVID 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. COVID 1 through 18 didn't shut anything down, but whoa, COVID 19.
Well, most people know that COVID 19 was actually named after the year it was identified. 2019.
Right.
Ted Nugent apparently doesn't because he posted a very lengthy Facebook Live video where he asked about the other COVID 18, the other 18 COVIDs or whatever.
Yeah.
And ranted about a bunch
of
other stuff.
Yeah. This is a guy that had a 15-year-old girlfriend with her parents' permission.
Yeah. Now, around here, there is an update for anybody who's looking to get vaccinated. Like, you know, Britney Spears did.
All right, so what'd you think of the vaccine?
Okay, the people on the internet said it was really, really bad. It was like a bullet going through your arm. It was nothing. I felt nothing. I'm fine, and I hope I continue to stay fine.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. That was her special vaccination video she posted. The FEMA site over at Military Circle is now really like, please come and get these vaccines from us. They have extras, more vaccines than people coming in, so they're doing walk-ups. You can show up, and as long as they have vaccines available, you can get your shot right there.
Yeah.
According to Ted on Your Side, they said the best time to show up is after the morning rush around 10 a.m. to noon, or then again after the lunchtime rush between 2 and 5 p.m. Ted on Your Side tracked a guy who went in for his walk-up, how long it takes between entering the vaccination center and actually having the shot in your arm, 7.5 minutes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Rod said it was 5 minutes for him.
So, yeah, Rod went yesterday.
Super quick. Right now they're administering the Pfizer vaccine. They'll be doing that one for the next few weeks.
Okay.
But they are expected to switch over to the Johnson & Johnson one, which there is a running joke now on social media where people are picking sides based on which vaccine they got.
Sure,
so get ready to start repping Team Pfizer.
Only hot people get the Pfizer vaccine. If you got Moderna, then I don't know what to tell you, Queen. This message is brought to you by Pfizer Gang.
It's
Pfizer Gang?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's the joke. Or maybe your Team Moderna or Team J&J. Though we are going to see less of Team Johnson & Johnson for a few reasons. First off, we're not going to get the expected number of doses across the country that we were supposed to get next week.
Right.
Due to those 15 million doses having to be discarded from the company that they contracted to help them make the vaccine. It didn't meet the quality control standards or whatever it was. So they ended up getting rid of them.
It's good to know that the system works.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly.
I mean,
honestly.
But as you guys pointed out, 15 million doses.
That's a hell of a time to finally check.
Yes, yes.
Now, how about after? Let's just check the first million.
But then there have also been some problems at vaccination clinics in both North Carolina and Colorado. Several people had adverse reactions to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at three clinics in North Carolina. So the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services announced that they were doing an investigation yesterday, which found no safety issues or reason for concern. That was their official finding.
Understand.
The CDC recommended continuing to administer the vaccine. Now, county officials in these three counties decided that they're going to hold off on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for today there. They're just not going to do it. At those
almost like
three.
A stand down of some kind. Re-examine the way that they do this. I understand down there they had like nausea.
So of the more than 2,300 people who received the vaccine at the PNC Arena Clinic, 18 of them experienced symptoms like nausea, dizziness, fainting, and one allergic reaction. Okay. Four people were taken to local hospitals for observation. All but one had been released. Now, there was a similar thing that was reported in Colorado where multiple people had adverse reactions. Not the majority. Again, 2,300 versus 18.
Yeah,
you know,
Colorado is 11 people out of the thousands that had gotten the shot that day.
Yeah, so the majority were fine, but it is multiple people.
It's a number. It's a significant number, and it all has to be looked at.
Yeah, so the reports all go on to say COVID-19 vaccines are tested, safe, and effective. Close to 175 million COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered in the United States.
There was a doctor in Miami, I think it was. I don't know if you saw this adjacent to this story, that he had been vaccinated and then died 2 weeks later. They finally got the results in. he had a heart attack, natural causes. Nothing to do with the vaccine. But they were freaked because he was like a hospital clinician. And all of a sudden he's dead and they have to look at it.
Well, there's a lot that's going back to the VAERS website. Have you heard about that?
No.
It's I can't remember. It was like some sort of like you report any type of side effect.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And I do know that website.
But it's not. It's run through the CDC and like the FDA and the Department of Health or whatever. But it's not proven. So you say, yeah, I had this reaction, but it's like that doctor. It doesn't necessarily mean it's because of
not
the vaccine. It's just, hey, you also had the vaccine and you also had whatever happened, whatever you're reporting, whether it's nausea or...
Well, it doesn't stop the other factors in your life from overtaking you.
Yes. But a lot of people are using that website as a reason to say, hey, don't get the vaccine.
Oh, that's not what it's there for.
It's not a connection. No. It's not. It doesn't mean there's a connection. And people will have heart attacks for other reasons.
Yes, they will. They will have adverse reactions. They will have breathing issues. They will have nausea. Man, any number of reasons. How many people said, oh, my God, I get the flu shot and then I get the flu. So I'm not, you know, and it's been disproven a bazillion times.
Yeah.
And yet, hey, I can't say maybe getting a flu shot stirred up an immune response in you. And so you felt crappy for a day, something like that. But you didn't get the flu, not from the flu shot. You're not going to get worse from getting a vaccination. No worse than you got. Dude, your arm's filled with this stuff. You have to have vaccinations to go to school. Go back and look at your record somewhere. All the shots you had.
When my Navy friend was getting the vaccine, he was one of the first that I knew. Probably, maybe even the first person I knew to get it.
Right.
But he was like, I've gotten so many other shots for everything. I mean, he's been deployed all over the place. He's like, I don't even care what they put in me anymore.
Same.
Like, I just do whatever. Like this, I'll take it. You're not going to do worse than I already got. So.
I got a buddy that's my own age that worked for for federal law enforcement and was dispatched around the world. And he said, dude, I'm a pincushion.
Yeah.
So, you know how many shots you got to get to just go to Africa and stay for a couple of months? You know, it's like... This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
This thing, yeah. Anyway, that VAE website, it's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
And it is a legit website. I mean, it's...
They want to know.
Yeah, it's literally run... Yes. I mean, it's .gov there, you know?
Yes, so they want to know.
Yeah, doctors have specifically said that it doesn't mean there's a correlation. It just is a reporting system.
No,
so
but if there was...
Sloppy data.
We'd like to know.
Yeah, and here's our way. Here's where we can go in. Here's our starting point to go in and do an investigation. So, you know, take it for what it is.
There you go. No problem here.
Well, with all of this, we're seeing more things reopening. Georgia just got rid of all of their remaining restrictions. California is relaxing some restrictions by the middle of June, they say. So not just yet. But Disneyland is planning to reopen in some form by the end of this month. USA Today says ahead of its reopening on April 30th, guests will be able to view a calendar of the Disneyland Park site showing available reservation dates. That starts today. And then on Monday, if you want to take a trip across the country, the reservation system will launch. Now, this will start for people who purchased tickets to Disneyland prior to the pandemic shutdown. But then by the end of the week, they'll allow anyone to buy tickets in their first reopening in more than a year.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What does a Disneyland ticket even go for anymore? It's got to be $120, right?
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
At least, yeah. And this does come as they're about to open the Avengers campus. I was just really excited about this. It looks amazing. And I had no idea they were working on an Avengers campus. But starting June 4th, the Avengers campus is set to open inside Disneyland California Adventure Park. Quote, here our cast of members will unite to help guests of all ages find their superpowers and create special memories. Mm-hmm. Avengers campus will be a place where fans and guests can finally step into the universe they love, stand alongside of their favorite heroes. There's a Spider-Man ride. They already had the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, but a bunch of other stuff's open up. It looks really cool. I just want to go to Avengers Land. It would be awesome.
Oh, so you have to go to California.
Yeah, it's at the Disneyland.
That's not Disney World. Yeah.
No, it's
you find that number?
Adventure Park.
Just curious.
I'm still trying. It's there's a lot
what,
to go
a
through.
A one-day ticket?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to go through on their website about COVID and the restrictions.
Well, and they haven't opened it for reservations yet.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find if they have anything.
There has to be
click.
A price list.
Yeah. I'm going through it. Trust me.
All right.
Well, in the meantime, in theme parks, Elon Musk's company said that they could build a Jurassic Park if they wanted, like real dinosaurs.
Don't you see the danger, John, inherent in what you're doing here. Genetic power is the most awesome force the planet's ever seen, but you wield it like a kid that's found his dad's gun.
Your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they didn't stop to think if they should.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff Goldblum. Probably not a great idea, but this did come up as Elon Musk recently said that his Neuralink company could be ready to start implanting computer chips in people's brains later this year. And then his Neuralink co-founder, Max Hodak, said, we could probably build Jurassic Park if we wanted to. Now, it wouldn't be exactly Jurassic Park, but it still sounds kind of freaky. He added, quote, it wouldn't be genetically authentic dinosaurs, but maybe 15 years of breeding and engineering.
Hybrids.
To get super exotic novel
Or we just give you a microchip and we make you think these things.
I know. The two of those sentences back to back.
Neuralink, never going to do it because I know Elon Musk, and somewhere there will be a button that makes you hear a fart.
Yes, and that's the reason
nowhere.
I would.
Out of nowhere.
Yes.
You know, he may conquer whatever neuromuscular disease you may be suffering from, but then, like right in the middle of whatever.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. All right, Sean.
You can't
get a one-day ticket to
Disney.
No,
because their park reservation system is not up yet. It won't open until the 12th.
Okay. Go to the Disneyland website.
Okay.
Go to any tourist website.
See if I can
go to a travel agency, Small World Tours, any of this. There's a million places that have the price list.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to come from them.
Well, one dude got in for free. Now he got into Disney World. 59-year-old Don Muchow from Texas became the first person. We talked about him before. He was the first person to run 2,761 miles from Disneyland to Disney World. Yeah. Dude has type 1 diabetes. He said he did it to show other people with diabetes that they can still dream big.
Security guard said, oh, are you the runner? And I thought, oh my God, you know, here's the escort off Disney property. And
I love you guys. This is the best surprise in the world.
I've just been on cloud nine since then.
Yep. He said he had no idea, but they had this huge crowd that was waiting to cheer him on at the finish line as he crossed it. And they let him into Disney. So
All right. I'm seeing one day ticket, 145.
Yeah.
There you go.
See, now I'm seeing 104. I don't know.
There you go.
Is that 209?
Is that 2020 or 2021?
This is 2021.
All right.
I'm getting numerous prices here.
Well, it depends on how many parks you want to go to.
Yeah.
But they just say, I'm just looking up Disneyland ticket price 2021.
Okay. One day, one park ticket, $154. No, this is last year. This is before the pandemic.
And you're looking at Disneyland in California, right?
We are trying to find Disneyland, right?
Okay.
Correct.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Just they're curious. Being difficult, right?
The longer version of this is how much this stuff's going to cost. Are they raising the prices to cover the fact that it's operated at bare bones capacity for so long? Because they have to offset the cost somehow.
Yes, they do.
But this is going to be the full tilt reopening, right?
Yeah.
That's what
they're talking about. So with the whole Avengers thing.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, I know. I can't wait. Eventually, I'll get there. And then finally, a lady and her friends were goofing off, counting the number of mimosas they were drinking at a restaurant. This video has just gone viral.
Oh, my God.
Did you see it?
She
got on someone's shoulders for a piggyback ride, and it didn't end so well.
This is me after 4 mimosas.
This is me after 8 mimosas.
This is me after 2 mimosas. This is me after, I think, 6 mimosas. This is me after 7 mimosas.
Don't talk. I'm videoing. She's getting on his shoulders.
Matt, this is so ungood. It's okay. It's okay.
Boom, she went down and lost several front teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And apparently in the video, she talks to you with the blood pouring out of her mouth.
Where she's saying, it's okay, it's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
brutal.
Good thing she was hopped up on mimosas. She didn't feel it that much.
A
friend of mine was on her boyfriend's shoulders at a frat party and got hit in the nose with a ceiling fan.
Oh.
Bam! Broken. Gotta go.
Ooh.
Bleeding all over everybody.
Sorry.
All over the room.
Shelly just laughing away over here.
I know. Well, I feel bad. We had remember when we used to do ball jousting? We did it here where you'd run with the big exercise balls and two people would
bounce
run
off
each other.
Right?
Yeah, and it worked really good if you had like a big dude and a girl because the girl would go flying or whatever. Well, we pitted the two biggest dudes up against each other as the band Download. Two biggest dudes pitted up against each other, ran at each other. Dude, the balls had, it was just a... crash. I mean, it was a...
Oh, wow.
They smashed into each other. One dude's nose was crooked and off of his face, basically. Oh, yeah, it was brutal to see that happen in my front yard.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh,
then,
I know the guys from down low.
And they're like trying to pop it back in place
and
stuff.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, that was a... That was a fun night.
That hurts me. Hurts me.
That's a lot of drinking and
is,
having a good time.
A lot of drinking.
When you break out the exercise balls and like, let's do this.
I only have one rule about drinking is that we don't look at guns.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a good call.
I've been in that room before.
Yeah.
Hey, man, go. Let me see your gun. You know, it's like, no. Nope, we don't take the guns out after too many cocktails.
But I got a good idea. Well, we could shoot.
It just scares me.
that's a really responsible, smart thing to do.
But
yeah.
That gives you an idea of the number of times, because it's a guy thing.
Yeah.
It comes up. Let me see that shotgun. No, you can't. We're not doing that.
Don't want to see that now.
Not a good. I'll show you tomorrow.
No guns. I don't want to see your guns. I don't want to show you my guns. Yep. Not now.
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
Somebody starts asking about the guns. It's time for you to go home. I don't need you here.
Around here today, we got a slight chance of showers, but that chance gets better as we go into the afternoon and even into the evening tonight. Mostly cloudy otherwise. Highs in the mid-70s, a southeast wind around 15 miles per hour. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low around 60. And we pretty much have a chance of showers each day through the weekend. Mm-hmm. Highs are going to be in the upper 70s on Saturday, close to 80 on Sunday. Right now, we're at 60 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.